Craig House in Sligo closed his doors yesterday for the final time. The facility has cared for those with intellectual disabilities since 1955 from throughout the Northwest region. But yesterday it was time to say goodbye by way of a special mass and ceremony, a reflection, as it were, on the past 66 years. And among those at yesterday's event were Tim O'Sullivan, Director of Nursing with Craig House, and Paddy Hume, who's a son of, or brother of the late John Hume, of course, the well-known politician and former MEP. And Paddy Hume was principal tutor at Craig House between 1974 and 1978.
And today was, I suppose, a celebratory day for a lot of number of staff and a day of sad occasion for others, you know. But I think the future is bright. The new homes for the residents are moving on and everything is opening up. And I think all the staff seem to be happy in moving towards a community living and to be part of the community going forward.
Absolutely delighted. It brings back a lot of memories to me when I first taught here way 40 years ago. Lovely, lovely, all the memories coming back again. Really nice.
Paddy Hume there, and before that, Tim O'Sullivan. Well, it was a very emotional day for the many families who've had close connections with Craig down the years, including our next guest, Thelma Gilleran, joins us now. Her brother, Cyril Cosgrove, spent many happy years at Craig. What are your memories of Craig, Thelma, tell us?
My memories go back many, many years. I was a little bit older than Cyril, and my brother Cyril, he went to Craig when he was, I'd say, about maybe 7 years of age, 5 to 7 years of age, and he lived till he was 52. He died in 2018. And when I think of Craig, I think of a place full of, I suppose, being very welcome always, place of happiness and fun, and people, you know, always confident. I think Cyril had two families, and really by extension so did we, his birth family. We were always made feel welcome and involved in his life. He dearly loved coming home on all his holidays, and equally so going back, the excitement of meeting all his friends. See, we lived many miles from Sligo, so we didn't see him every day.
So Cyril was in Craig, what, for 40 years or more?
Over 40 years, yes. Yeah.
And enjoyed every minute of it, quite obviously.
Absolutely. Cyril loved life. I have to say, it's my belief that Craig nurtured the whole person. You know, as they developed and their interests showed, they developed their interests. For example, Cyril loved golf. Now, he mightn't have been hectic at it, but he loved it, pitch and putt, and he got to Gibraltar, and he believed he was very good at it, and he was. Others were interested in horse riding. There was the Special Olympics. I remember Sports Day. Oh, and Christmas concerts. Boy, were they fun, and them acting and out on stage. It was just a wonderful, wonderful place. And then going down for taking him out for a day, maybe, and going shopping and the meal out. And sure, there was people saying hello all over the place. People in Sligo, so warm and welcoming. Really, it really struck a chord. And just, there were so many things, you know. When you ask me to talk, I feel like, to me, Craig is like a big cosy nest, sort of where all the people who are resident, and I'm sure the daycare people felt the same, they were given their wings. You know, Cyril went to live in Craig. He was very young, so he was in the main building initially. And then later, there were chalets out on the hills, and they went to live in those chalets. So when they got their wings. And then when the staff felt they were ready for another challenge, Cyril then moved with the boys, his friends, into houses in the community in town. And those houses would have been bought, you know, through fundraising. I remember some fundraising, but I was young at the time, done for Craig to get those houses. The one thing that struck in my mind, and I often think of it as I grow older, is the wonderful preparation that was put into making sure that each person, for example, sir, was ready for the move, be it from the chalet to into town or wherever they were going or whatever job they were doing. there was always scaffolds in place if they were needed. And this was all down to wonderful staff, you know. The staff, I remember them as being young and enthusiastic. And many of them I remember over the years, even to when Cyril died, some of them I would have known, went on to develop their career through Craig, working and upgrading their skills and developing new ideas, going away, bringing back the ideas.
Yeah. And of course,
fabulous multidisciplinary teams looking after each person.
And of course,
really, I couldn't praise them enough.
You would have built up relationships, obviously,
over the years,
with the staff.
You were included. Your family was included. That's the great joy of Craig. As I said, you know, it was like an extension of your family. Great sense of pride and family in Craig. I remember one time Sir was hospitalised and we were over visiting. You know, they didn't know we were coming on the day, went to visit. And staff actually came to visit him and they're off duty. And the comment that was made that struck with me was, I heard he was in and I just called in. I thought it was so good. Going shopping, you know, this the friendliness, everything. I couldn't really praise it enough. Another thing too was each individual, you know, has different skills. And my brother went to the activation unit. That was his work.
Yeah.
Each day. So he was going on a bus and brought in and brought back out to live in the community. And he had great confidence, you know, and it gave him a sense of purpose and great enjoyment. And all his friends became our friends, you know. And the dinner dance was a big thing each year. Getting dressed up and the excitement. Like, we knew about this for weeks beforehand. God only knows what it was like for the staff.
Yeah.
Getting ready and the girlfriends. And, you know, the staff would have put in extra time, you know, off the clock on that. Really put it to make it such a success. And then I suppose I have to say that as my brother's health deteriorated, he was given the necessary care, you know, and opportunities to still spend valuable time with his friends and with family. And then, you know, later on, he always got the relevant care at the right time. And then during the final weeks of his life, you know, the medical expertise, the professionalism, the love, care shown to Cyril and to us, just second to none.
It's a very, very positive memory you have of Craig, and I'm sure
you were
sad.
You know, and I really would like to extend our gratitude as a family and our best wishes to the sisters of Segest, and as they end this chapter of their lives, and to our beloved Father Carol, a sincere thanks. The like of him will never, ever be seen again. He's so wonderful. And a huge thanks especially and best wishes to all the staff who over the many years give dedicated and wonderful service. All staff, no matter, some we may never have met, some we may have just smiled at or saluted us. It was such a wonderful place. And I have to say, on behalf of my family anyway, we were very privileged to have our Craig family, and Cyril was very privileged to have been there.